Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday Eve. I hope everybody is doing well today. And it is the third Thursday of the month, so that means we have Jeannie Haynes in from the Natural Food Center. Good morning, Jeannie. How are you doing today?
Morning. I'm doing well, Kyle.
All right. Well, you have a great topic that you come up with every time you're here. And then this week, you're talking about vitamin E.
That's correct.
All right. So tell us about vitamin E and how it is beneficial for us.
Well, you know, it's one of those things where maybe not a lot of people actually realize the benefits of vitamin E. So that's kind of why I wanted to touch base on it. So let's say, what if I told you there was a vitamin that plays the role of antioxidant, preventing free radical damage to specific fats in the body that are crucial for your health and naturally slow aging? Because, you know, I'd like to slow aging along with, I'm sure, a lot of other people. And I'm talking about vitamin E when I bring that up. So, believe it or not, vitamin E benefits don't end there. Other vitamin E benefits include its role as an important fat-soluble vitamin that's required for the proper function of many organs, enzymatic activities, and neurological processes. So those, you know, there are benefits to consuming more vitamin E. Actually, you know, the best way to get any vitamin nutrient that our body, you know, needs, if we can, is by eating the vitamin, like the rich foods. So vitamin E rich foods can include in treating and preventing diseases of the heart and blood vessels, such as chest pains, high blood pressure, blocked or hardened arteries, and it's found in plant foods, including certain oils, nuts, grains, fruits, wheat germ, and it's also available as a supplement. Got you covered there. Some of the top vitamin E benefits, and like I said, not everybody realizes these, include it balances cholesterol, which I know there's a lot of people out there that fight the high cholesterol. And so this is one thing to consider. Cholesterol is, and if you don't know, a naturally occurring substance made by our liver and required by the body for proper function of your cells, nerves, and hormones. And actually, when you're out in the sun and the sun hits the fat, the vitamin, or the cholesterol floating around in your body, that actually turns to vitamin D.
Oh, there we go. Good stuff then.
So, you know, cholesterol's not all bad. So, but when your cholesterol's levels are in their natural state, they're balanced, normal, and healthy. But when cholesterol oxidizes, it becomes dangerous. Studies have shown that certain isomers of vitamin E serve as protective antioxidants that fight cholesterol oxidation. One of the other things that vitamin E helps with, it fights free radicals and prevents disease development. So free radicals fight and break down the healthy cells in your body. And this can lead to heart disease, cancer, and I'm thinking that there's quite a few other things as well. They form naturally in your body, and they can cause severe damage when they accelerate or oxidize. Certain isomers of vitamin E have powerful antioxidant abilities that have the power to reduce free radical damage, fight inflammation, and therefore help naturally slow your cells and fight off health issues like heart disease or slow aging. Sorry. One of the other things, it repairs skin damage. If you've ever noticed, like women, if you've ever noticed, there's vitamin E in a lot of your beauty products. That's because vitamin E benefits skin by strengthening the capillary walls and improving moisture and elasticity in our skin, acting as a natural anti-aging nutrient within the body. Studies have shown that vitamin E reduces inflammation both within your body and on your skin, helping maintain healthy, youthful skin. Those antioxidant properties are also helpful when you're exposed to cigarette smoke or ultraviolet rays from sunlight, protecting you against the skin cancer. Taking vitamin E with vitamin C fights skin inflammation after exposure to UV radiation and can also be useful in decreasing signs of acne and eczema. It also helps with healing process of the skin It's absorbed by the epidermis layer of the skin and can be used to treat sunburn, which is one of the leading causes of skin cancer. Among other factors, it speeds up cell regeneration and can be used to treat scars, acne, wrinkles. This can make your skin look healthier and younger. And I know in the past I've taken vitamin E and I've mixed it with Golden Seal, and I've used that combination as a salve to heal kind of persistent little sores that just didn't want to heal up.
Right.
And so, you know, there's lots of different ways that you can incorporate this.
And I'll tell you what, when I was a kid, I used to just tan so easily. I'd have these great tans when I was a kid. Now it's like nowadays I can barely be out in the sun and I just like fry. I turned red for no reason. And I'm like, can I go back to the days when I just go outside and I could be out for hours without, you know, any kind of, you know, sunblock on, and I would tan a beautiful golden brown. Nowadays, I get out there 5 minutes. It's red. It's awful, even with the extra lotion on. So it sounds like that vitamin E helps out with that a little bit.
It could. Very well could. So another thing, it thickens hair. Because vitamin E is a powerful antioxidant, it helps decrease environmental damage to your hair. It can also promote circulation to your scalp. Vitamin E can retain the natural moisture in your skin, which helps your scalp from becoming dry and flaky. This oil also makes your hair look healthier and fresher. So, you know, and one of the supplements that I do carry is actually a liquid E. And you can apply a few drops of that vitamin E oil on your hair, especially if it looks dull and dry. So even just to refresh your, you know, let's say you've been camping all weekend and you just need a little lift on that hair, and you've been out in the wind or something like that. And I know I used to ride motorcycles. That didn't do too much for your hair.
Yeah, that kind of goes through your hair pretty easily.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, one of the other benefits of vitamin E is it balances hormones. Vitamin E can play a crucial role in balancing your endocrine and nervous systems. Works naturally to balance hormones. And symptoms of a hormone imbalance may include PMS, weight gain, allergies. And, you know, I didn't even realize that urinary tract infections could be linked to a hormone imbalance. But this says it can. Changes in your skin, anxiety, and fatigue. By keeping your hormones in balance, you will find it easier to maintain a healthy weight, keep a regular menstrual cycle, and find yourself feeling more energetic. There, I need that. So another thing, it actually helps with PMS symptoms. You know, some of us women have those days, and taking vitamin E supplement 2 or 3 days before, 2 or 3 days after your cycle can help with reduce the cramps, anxiety, and cravings and other PMS symptoms. It can also decrease pain severity and duration. And one thing that I think a lot of, maybe more and more, is coming to light, it does help improve your vision. Vitamin E may help decrease the risk of age-related macular degeneration, which is a common cause of blindness. Keep in mind that in order for vitamin E to be effective for vision, though, it must be consumed with adequate amounts of vitamin C, beta-carotene, and zinc. So those are the combination that you have to benefit that vision. It's been found that taking high doses of vitamin E and vitamin A daily seem to improve healing and vision in people undergoing laser surgery, which would have been nice to know a few years ago when I had LASIK done. Another benefit, helps people with Alzheimer's disease. Research showed that the anti-inflammatory activities of the tocopherols contribute to their protective agents against Alzheimer's disease. It slows down the worsening of memory loss and functional decline in people with moderately severe Alzheimer's disease, as with other neurodegenerative disorders. It may also delay the loss of independence and the need for caregiver assistance. Taken with vitamin C, it can decrease the risk of developing several forms of dementia. And yet another benefit, it can lower cancer risk and improve effects of medical treatments. Vitamin E is sometimes used to lessen the harmful effects of medical treatments, such as radiation and dialysis for treating cancer. This is because it's of its powerful antioxidant that fights off free radicals in the body. It's also used to reduce unwanted side effects of drugs that may cause hair loss or lung damage. Certain isomers of vitamin E have also been tied to cancer protection. Several animal studies have found evidence of suppression of tumor growth using oral doses of the vitamin E. While there's more to learn about how exactly this works, several mechanisms of actions are thought to be used by the vitamin E, including cancer cell death, turning off genes tied to cancer, and inhibiting angiogenesis, or the abnormal growth of blood vessels inside a tumor. So, another benefit, it improves physical endurance and muscle strength. Can be used to improve your physical endurance if you increase your energy and reduce the level of oxidative stress on your muscles. Vitamin E can improve your muscle strength. It eliminates fatigue by promoting blood circulation and can also strengthen your capillary walls and nourish your cells. And I've had one customer even mention that she may not take vitamin E all year round, but she's got to have it in the winter because she says it just makes her feel so much better. Well, if it helps with blood circulation, and like myself, I'm cold natured.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to improve our blood circulation and therefore just make us feel better overall.
Yeah, the person I'm seeing when she comes over, she's like, it is so cold in here all the time because I'm just like the most warm-blooded person in the entire world. So, because it'll be like 65 in there. She's like, why do I even bother to come over without a coat?
And lastly, it is important during pregnancy for growth and development. It's crucial during pregnancy for proper development of infants and children because it protects critical fatty acids and helps controls inflammation. Some experts believe that the biggest need for vitamin E is during the 1,000-day window that begins at conception. It impacts the early stages of neurologic and brain development that can only happen during this one specific period. And so, you know, like I said, the best way to get a lot of these vitamins, but if you don't eat all this of this these foods, and I myself have sensitivity to foods, so on the top of the list for getting vitamin E, sunflower seeds. They actually have, per one cup, you've got 33.41 milligrams of vitamin E. Almonds is next up. Hazelnuts, wheat germ. You can do some mangoes, avocados, butternut squash, broccoli, spinach, kiwi, tomato. And like I said, while it's best to obtain vitamin E naturally from foods, you can do supplements. Vitamin E supplements can slow down blood clotting. So you definitely, you know, and it can interact with some other medications. So it's always good to check with your physician before you actually start this supplementation to make sure that it is acceptable for you. So,
all right. So that's a lot of great stuff there about vitamin E. Again, it's extremely good for you. And of course, I'm pretty sure we can get a lot of vitamin E over at the Natural Food Center. Can we not?
You betcha.
All right. And so what kind of things could we pick up over there that would help with vitamin E? If you can think of anyone, you know, a few offhand.
Well, I've got the sunflower seeds, and I've got the almonds. I've got the wheat germ. Fresh fruits, I don't have any of those yet. I'd like to get some of those in, but I just don't know. Anyway, but those nuts, definitely. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's some other nuts, too. Of course, I've got a large selection of fresh nuts, anywhere from pecans to English walnuts to almonds. And I even have the splurge of chocolate-covered almonds. Mm. Of course, I have my indulgent side of the hand-dipped chocolates that I'm making there in-house now. And so...
Sounds good.
Like I said, with a variety of different vitamin E supplements, including the vitamin E oil that's a liquid. And then I have some vitamin E It's like a lotion.
Mm-hmm.
So those are options too.
Absolutely. And those will definitely help out. And Jeannie, if anybody wants to, first of all, if they want to go by the Natural Food Center, where is it located at?
I'm located at 414 West 8th Street here in Coffeyville. And you can call me at 620-251-4451. Or you can visit my Facebook page, Natural Food Center, Inc. Or I'm on the website at www.naturalfoodcenterks.com. And hey, you know, give me a call. Is there something you want me to talk about? Is there something you want some information on? And we can cover that subject when I'm here on the station at the station.
Absolutely. And go by the Natural Food Center. I've been over there, and they got a lot of great stuff over there. Jeannie is very knowledgeable about everything over there. She was able to help me out and get the stuff I needed. So be sure to head on over there, and she has the stuff that you need. So, well, Jeannie, thank you so much for coming in today. We definitely appreciate it. And it looks like the way the calendar falls, unfortunately, we won't see you in 2 weeks, but we'll see you again. It looks like on August 6th. So I hate when the calendar falls like that. So
yeah, it's kind of odd.
Yeah, it is kind of odd. But we'll see you again on August 6th, and we definitely look forward to it. And you have a great day, Jeannie. And again, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have Coffeyville's Reawakening on. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday Eve.